KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. Ridley Scott and his writers have done at least one smart thing in Alien Covenant. They've taken the only source of real vitality in Scott's 2012 film Prometheus and made the most of it this time around. Prometheus was a sci-fi adventure set in the Alien universe, and it was pretty lame except for an intricately appealing android. His name was David, he was played by Michael Fassbender, and he stole the show with perfect aplomb. The good news is that David is back in a role that doubles down, or more properly up, on his potential and gives Fassbender lots to do. The bad news is that this new Alien prequel is mostly a gore fest, though that may be great news for gluttons of the genre. The Covenant of the title is a spaceship carrying 2,000 colonists from Earth to a planet on the far side of the galaxy. The colonists are sleeping deeply, since the trip will take 7 years, but the crew is rudely awakened by incipient disaster in the form of a neutrino burst. Extensive damage is sustained, followed by extremely boring repairs. Still, the repairs have their own logic, which is more than can be said of a detour to a nearby planet on the strength of a rogue transmission that features John Denver singing Take Me Home, Country Roads. The stop is opposed by Daniels, the ship's second in command. She's played by Catherine Waterston. Daniels is clearly not a John Denver fan. Still, the detour is taken, followed by an exploration of an uncharted planet that looks like paradise, though any fan of horror stories or anyone who's read Ray Bradbury will know instantly that it's anything but. Alien Covenant is very much a horror story, so you could make a case that it was smart to dump logic and let the audience get ahead of the plot's most lurid developments, get ahead of them and savor them in advance. The explorers dispense with precautions like quarantine. They don't bother with space helmets. They stray far from their ship. They touch gloppy things that shouldn't be touched, especially because they move. The cumulative impact of this silly stuff is a sense of laziness or fatigue, a breaking of faith with those in the audience who may have come expecting something new. Yet lots of Alien fans are going to come looking for something old. That's in bloodily abundant supply, and it may be sufficient, even though it's not original. In today's movie business, originality is often seen as a risk. Carbon copies can be perfectly acceptable, despite the disappearance of carbon paper. In that context, the action sequences of Alien Covenant give satisfaction, and the super smart, super ambitious android element provides ample food for thought and plenty of cause for worry, given what machine learning already is and what it soon will be. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.
KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.